are interviewing in the Junction City area. What is your name, please?
Helena Wilde Overgaard.
Wilde, is that a Danish name?
No, my grandfather on my father's side was German, from Germany.
I see. Before we jump back to your grandfather, would you give me your father's name, where he came from, your mother's maiden name, and where she came from?
My father was Julius Wilde, and he came from Randers, Denmark, near Aarhus, and came over with his family when he was 16 years old. And my mother was Anna Gregerson. She was born in Newark, New Jersey. But her father and mother were both Danish.
And do you know what their names were or where they came from in Denmark?
My grandmother's name was Christina Jepsen, and she was from the Ringsted area. Her mother, again, my great-grandmother, was a mail carrier and carried mail out of Ringsted, Denmark. And my grandmother was a very small girl and left alone while the great-grandmother carried the mail. And then later on, I think my grandmother was a goose girl. She herded geese. Also, when she was a little older, to help bring in a little money, because the father had been killed in an accident, and this great grandmother Jepsen, the mail carrier, was a widow and left with this girl and one son.
Do you know where the paternal side of that family came from?
No, that I don't know.
Okay. Could you tell me how or why any of your grandparents or your parents came to the United States?
My grandfather, Wilde, was a tailor. He found that his sons were not interested in being tailors. And I think they wanted to come to America, because they heard of the opportunities over here. I remember my father saying he wasn't going to sit cross-legged on a table and stick with a needle. He wanted to do something more exciting. And I think probably this was the reason that they finally saved up enough money to come over, tourage. They came over in, on the boat, and it took, I don't know, seems to me it took about 3 weeks for them to make the journey over here.
Did you ever hear any stories that they told about the trip over?
My grandmother said that it was very hot and very uncomfortable down in the near the engine rooms in the boat, and that the food wasn't good.
Did she ever describe their living conditions on the boat or the food they ate?
Not that I remember, except that she said it was very hot and dirty and the food was not good. But I don't know exactly where they landed. They later came to Danaverka, Nebraska, and got a piece of land and tried to farm, but the tailor wasn't a very good farmer. And he was a very hot-tempered German, and I've heard some rather hard stories about how he treated his children, and most of them ran away from home as soon as they were old enough to stand on their own feet. But he died quite young, and my grandmother came to live with us, and this was one reason we perhaps learned Danish so well as children, because we were asked never to speak English in front of my grandmother because she couldn't understand it.
How many children did that grandmother and grandfather have?
They had six children. two girls. They had 7 children, 2 girls and 5 boys.
And do you know the names?
I believe I can name them. Hans, Julius, Adolf, Jens, Otto, Marie, and Sina.
And the last name?
Sina.
I know the last name. Each one of them.
Well, they were all Wildes. W-I-L-D-E.
What about one of the other grandparents?
Well, the other grandparent was Grandfather Gregerson, and he was a sailor on a merchant vessel, and they were returning to Denmark when they were met by a boat from the mainland, warning them not to land because the Germans had taken Schleswig-Holstein, and if they landed, that the boat and the men both would be sieged by the Germans.
What year was that?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
That must have been about 1864.
It would be in the Danish history, what,
yes.
Approximately what year that would be. So it was quite by accident that he came to America. The boat turned and they had no definite destination, so they landed in Denmark, or in America.
Do you know where they landed?
Well, I think he landed in Newark, New Jersey, also. And I think his first work was a bricklayer.
Where?
In Newark, New Jersey. Then later, my grandmother, who was Christina Jepsen, came over here all alone. She was 23 years old. She knew no one in America.
Could she speak English?
She could speak no English. And I think of the courage that it must have taken for her to come over here, but she must have felt that there were better opportunities here. And after her boat landed, and she had only what was tied up in a sort of little blanket, you know, like you see pictures thrown over their shoulder. This was her whole belongings. And she decided to take a walk after she had gone through immigration. And on this walk, a man came with a big wagon and horses, and asked her if she wanted to ride, or she was going far, and she said no, she was just taking a, or she tried to tell him no, she was just taking a walk, and by her speech he guessed that she was Scandinavian and asked her if she were Danish. She said yes. He said, are you looking for work? And she said yes. And he said, we need some help in our home. And he took her home and she started to work in their household. But I can often think of what could have happened to her. She might not have been so fortunate. But it must have taken a tremendous lot of courage for her to start over all alone.
She had no relatives.
No relatives to come to. She didn't know a soul and she couldn't speak the language.
Did she ever tell you, relate to you or your parents, how her family felt about her leaving Denmark?
I am not sure. Yes, her mother was too alive. Mm-hmm. No, she didn't. She has never told me. I've never heard. I think they corresponded after she came over here with her, with the grandmother, the mail carrier grandmother that I spoke of, or great-grandmother. This is all I know about how my ancestors happened to come to America.
Now, how did one or the other grandparents meet?
I don't...